something which you, two things. Number one, you did something physical, and number two, you designated for a different kind of a use. In those kinds of cases, we say it's permissible to have an off. Then what's the problem with all these perfumes? What's the problem? That's the only question. And the same question myself. I just want to show you in the Shulchan Aruch why I think it's correct. Take a look at Rabosai in Shulchan Aruch and Simon Tov Mem Beis Tes. Well, before we begin, tomorrow I have an appointment for everybody, okay? So I'm from 9 to 1, basically. So make sure to come in with a chavrusa if you can. We're talking learning in those in Yom. Okay. Again, so in Simon Tov Mem Beis Sif Tes. What does it say over here? It says you have chomesh and his apesh. You have tov petit yichud yeshiva. In both cases, mutar lekaimo bePesach. Says the Mishnah Berurah Mem Gimel. V'adin the mutar b'hana. I and Aleph who said so. Prima Gadim. I look at the Prima Gadim. He says so. You don't want to look it up, can see it in Mishpat Zozov, Sivkot and Ches. It's a shtickle tain against the Mechaber. Why are you saying Mutal Mekayimah? Now, it's hard to have a tain against the Mechaber when his source is impeccable. His source is none other than the Rambam. The Rambam says Mutal Mekayimah. And the Rambam says it in two different places. Yeah, the Mechaber put together here in Tav Mem Beis Siftes, two cases. It's important to know the two cases. Chomesh and his Apesh, is case number one. And Yichtel Yeshiva Tov Petit, and the Rambam, the din of Tov Petit is found over here in Perek Beis Alacha Tezvah. Kupasar she Yichtel Yeshiva im Tov Panei Petit Arei Tov Petela Umutu Lekaimo. That's the expression Umutu Lekaimo comes from. That's this Perek Beis Alacha Tezvah, which is off the beaten path. That was other Rambam, the one Perek Dalet that we quoted yesterday. This Rambam, as I mentioned, is in Perek Beis. The other all in Perek Dalet. And he says that there was, why say Mutal Kaimo? It's really easy for Mutal Yivim Vahano, says the Prima God. It's quoted by the Mishnah Berurah, Mutal Vahano. Okay? Then Rabbi Osai, he talks about eating it. As eating it is a disaster. That's not how I eat it. Also, with the Rabbanon. On the bottom, he says, Taz, only on the Chomet Shin is Apesh, and on Yichtel Yeshiva. That's it's Chayav Karis. Correct? Rabbi Osai, what about having Hana in the Tov Petit case? It's clear in the Prima Godim. He says it's considered to be mutter. It's black and white. This is against what we called in our language yesterday footnote 3 in the Mikroi Kodesh. Didn't seem to accept that. Of course, the question becomes, what is the halacha and why? So I want to show one more maramakam, a very important maramakam, which is critical to this discussion. And I saw this in the what I call the Mishnah Shara Tzion. I told you, in the new, brand new Mishnah Berurah. Again, I can't show you, I don't have it in front of me. I want to make a critical point I think perhaps was missed there, perhaps. On both sides, take a look, if you will, in the Mishnah Berurah, Sukkot and Yud Beis. Sukkot and Yud Beis. The Mechaber says, Apaz She'ibsha, this is quote straight from the Rambam, She'ibsha She'nifsla Milecha Lakela, Umulukma Shanistricha Eino Chayav Levar. All time this will be Kelev. Fine. This will be Kelev. So the case of Malugma Shanistricha, you made Mishbura. Hainu Nami Tafka Shanistricha Mechilas Kelev. Who said so? Chabbeis, Acharonim, Ukamaskona Sarava Magid. The Magid Mishnah is true. The Magad Mishnah suggests this in Perek Dalet, Halacha Yud Aleph, in the Chos Chometz Matzah. Talk about Malugma. The Emshar, the Malugma Shenisracha, Ein Aruya Af LeKelev, וכן עיקר. ולזה ססלו ההלכה סרבנו. What do you mean sasalu? Because the previous line said, Hapas atzma she'ipsha v'nifsla melech al hakelet, and the melugwa she'nisrucha. Why are they in the same halacha, the same breath? Presumably it's also because it's nifsal me'achilas kelef. Okay. So on this basis, there were those who say against what we kept saying yesterday. We kept saying yesterday, if it's nifsal me'achilas adam, and it's also betaruvis, there should be mutter. What's going on over here? So here's my important point, which I think has not been made by the later proposal. Rav Olsai, why is it that pas atma she'ipsha v'nifsal milech ala kelev is in fact in a tzorach levar, but short of that would be tzorach levar? What do we know about a pas she'ipsha, Rav Olsai? What do we know? Exactly. Look at the Mishnah Berurah, Sukkot Yud. What's the problem? Neshoroy lechamea ba isos acheros. Run. Okay? Run. It seems to me that if that's the reason for pas atma she'ipsha, that requires kelev, nefsal mekelev, and melugma she'nisrucha in the same breath, so my read of the Magen Mishnah is we're talking about a case of the melugma she'nisrucha with Roya Lechamea Yisus Acheris. So then, and only then, do you require Nifsal Mechilas Kelev. But if you found the case of Nifsal Mechilas Adam and Eina Roya Lechamea Yisus Acheris, then perhaps even the Magad Mishnah would be voted in its mutter. That's exactly what the Chazon Ish says so eloquently. So again, the latest Svarim saying that, you know, should be also based upon this Mishnah Berurah Sukkot Yud Beis, I'm not sure, since the whole source from both sides is Rav Magid. Rav Magid is going on the Rambam. Rambam is comparing it to Pas Shibsha, and Pas Shibsha is also, he himself said in Sukkot Yud, because we're all the Chavei Yisachirus. So I learned the Maluk was that case as well, but if it wouldn't be, then perhaps not. That's what I wanted to suggest to you. Again, I can't prove that I'm right, but I wanted to suggest. Okay, from both sides, this is all yet leftovers from yesterday. We're now ready to begin what we'll call today's shiur. So let's just chazer the Gemara briefly, although we can't again go into every single detail in the Gemara for lack of time. But just to give us a little bit of a background, please open the Mem Hei, please. The Mishnah Mem Hei says, "Both in Shabbositke Areva." It's because that's from the book of Metal Chayim Levar. The Beetle, the Imlav, Bottle, and the Yuta. Okay? That's fine. Well, the whole discussion about Osu the Chazek, Enos of the Chazek, Resha, Asefa, one's more Kal, one's more Chomer, the Tanya Kamasay of each. Fine. I'm not going to read every last detail over here because it's impossible to go into every prat. But I want to just show you a little bit in the Rosh, just a review, and then we're going to open the Shulchan Aruch and see what it says there. Let's turn to the Rosh if you don't mind. It's on the Ma'ana Makaros. Simon Bays. He writes as follows. By the small kuf. Lo herachti levar deri abai da makom lisha lo makom lisha lichtov shidus Rashi v'ri kishi Yisrael kedoshemein v'gorin u'mavarin kol chomer tanimtza afilu kolshu v'afilu nidugu v'tol kolsi abayis. So I'm not going to bother to tell you the intricacies. What's the din if it's because Yisrael kedoshim and they get rid of it anyway? That's what the Rosh says. I'm not going to bother to go into all these. In all these details. So let's take a look at Shulchan Aruch and see Bekitzer Nimritz what it says. Not going to be Marich, but see a little bit Bekitzer. You have to see before we get to the Shulchan Aruch. Kosav Zikeni Ravan Bechiburo. Hashanogu Legara Kostum Bakisol Shigil Ben Achomets. Kodama Pesach Matosel Smach Mirushami. Shami says they would do such a thing. Okay? Adka. This quote in Sif Vov, I believe, in Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch writes, Nogu the Gairak Solemakisol Shinogan Achovitz. Yeshna Mashi Smoku. חומץ בסדק שאין יוכל אחד עד אחר, ויתיח עליו מעט טיט. That's what it says. Okay. So Yisrael HaKadosh. Very nice, Yisrael HaKadosh. The Mishnah Brura says it's a Yerushalmi, which the Rosh quotes. And Sivva, let's see Siv Zayin, which is much more complex. Obviously. Vimla, there's no kazayas. And my also the chazik of Shivri Areva as Olista Moneka bottled the Miyuta. Instead of part of the Areva, it's nothing. You can leave it there. Vimlav Chayav Levi. This is the Mishnah Brura, Sivkota Lamed Gimel. Vimlav Chayav Levar. Vidavka Kshayesh Benakol Kazayas. The yaws are clean mitzarfo. Havel kshol nisha ben hakol kazayis, hein tzorek levaro. Vafilu hein osa lechazek, ukun demuchak besif yud alef. Less than kazayis, you just leave it there. You can just leave it there. Does everyone agree to this? Says the Mishnah Brura. Okay, in Be'emes ish machlokas ben apolskim b'zeh. That's how we post it. I feel the post because I is sorab biur nun vav. Who says this? Vogan Avraham v'chok Yaakov. They argue in the mechaber. Vogan Avraham is simkot yud v'chok Yaakov simkotan yud zayin. The Taz, as a matter of fact, says in simkotan hey, he doesn't understand how it's possible for anybody to say that it's permissible less than the shir kazayas. Is what the Taz writes over here in Siman Tov Mem Beis, Sivkot and Hay. He says he doesn't understand it. These the Kazayis only for Malchus. Right? Not Afkamina. It's a Bayro Doraisa, the Taz seems to say. And the Rosh, Lo Erachti Levar. What do you mean, Lord? And he said, "You saw Kedoshim." What Kedoshim? Lamatola Adava B'Kedushashim Shal Yisrael. Table A Redina Chayav Levar Shem Dilma Asal Lemichle. Number one. Number two, because they're awesome in Torah. Feel the Bechati Shir. Because you may actually eat it, and it's also a question of Bal Yirah. Only way the Taz can explain it is if minyan shemunach b'malkom shiyad nidras v'ragle adam, how to be called malkom because zayis chayav levar mishum de kval yeroa. I feel the rega echad konam shiyad nidras is over. For one second before you step on it, this is what he suggests. It's a big problem over here. What's pshat? So the Taz explains. It's on the floor where people are standing on it, stepping all over it. Then and only then it can be makel less than a shear of kazayas. Otherwise, forget about it. Look at the Shari Tshuva here. It's called the My Prince of Cotton Yud Beis. The different numbering systems over here. Is I'm the Mokon Avraham with me? It's the on the words Elam Avatlo, Rabosai, in Shari Tshuva, you all have it in your Mishnah Brurah. It's going on Elam Avatlo at the end of Sivches. Mogad Avram Alf. In Chatzi Shir, Im Osir Men Atar Lin Yabal Yiro. We spoke about this months and months ago. Let's have a little quick review. Shut Chacham Tzvi says, L'man Diyom Babish Ein Chatzei Zeisim Dvukim Vaksolam Gamkein Ein Tzarech. Yeshlom the davka b'suri achila golelam kro the chol chel of the chatish yosav and ator. The tam of the chazan and starufi lechud lo mahani. You need a pasuk of chol chel only by achila. That's his first answer. No, that's to be chazan and staruf. Hinami davka ba'osa ma'isa shemach shiva ola also chatish shios. He's eating it. I'm opposed because I is ma'ashem enicha be'beisav and mevar and also shem daba shemach shiva. Lo amina mechaz it's terufi. Extra chiddush and chacham tzvi. It's only if it's machshiva, achshve and chatzishin. Those are two suggestions, Rabbi Osai. Two suggestions. Either it's because here it's not an Easter of kol of achil of kol chelet, or bismara there's no achshve. Fine. So the rice. That's what the Chacham Tzvi says. Shagas Aryeh says, no. Easter achilo im ochel kazayis bechlechi let's pass with star for achayim olet. A little half a kazayis now, half a kazayis a minute from now. They have it starif. So each one on his own is also in a Torah. Nitzma shachol tchila v'yisa ochel am afreya. So ha'iyu mitzdarif v'mashim shir achil l'chiyuk. So therefore, even if it never reached that level, also in a Torah. Ali yabal yiroa. Afilu im yashtem achazman l'kazayis. Yabba mikan l'abo. Only from then on. Because man should show it's the bottles of Mikazais, lek Yisrael to my frey, I feel the boss of Shashim of the Kazais. At this point in time, this now, 135, what's going on now is not us at the Daraisa because it cannot lead to us at the Daraisa. I'll get another Kazais in at 2 o'clock, so 2 o'clock, it'll all start 2 o'clock. Comes to eating, I eat a little bit now, a little bit later. But yeah, I'm going to own it all at 2 o'clock. So what's happening at 135 is completely irrelevant. So no chazal it's terufi, no he's a daraisa. The came in sheyev shadiyavu they used to buy rolam afreya. B'shias chatzishir ze lo shayach taima the chazal it's terufi. Vadvarim atikim mitvash mitukim ve'elu ve'elu divir lokim chayim. End with the poem. Whether chatzizas is by ro or not by ro. Very nice poetry. Very nice. A whole series of different reasons are given. Whole series of reasons again. He spoke about other reasons a long time ago. The Prima Gaon says they were afraid of a mistake in the Shir Gedei Achilas Prast. Some of the parts of Bal Yerah. Chazon Ish says, no, they're all wrong. There is an Iser Chazi Shir Midoraisa when it comes to Bal Yerah by Yamatz. They're all wrong. They're all wrong. Okay, that's our first topic for this discussion. Now you go to Siv Ches, Rabbi Osai. Siv Ches. Hold on. Basically, what we just read. Hoyu bo shnei chatzori zeisim b'shnei mekomos v'chut shol batzik b'neihem roim kol shilin yinot alachut nitol nimo chayv levar. It's one big block. V'im la, but it won't hold. Eino tzorich levar. Okay. V'edra amurim v'arevim. Avo b'bayis afo pi shim yinot alachut en nitol nimo chayv levar. Why? Key line. Sometimes they're all going to be gathered together. That is the problem. At that point in time, Rashi, upashut the bezeh afilu ein beinayim kazayis b'shleimus. But this particular case was all going to come together. So in each and every instance, you are Machai of Levar. Oh. That's what it says. The question is, has this impact upon us? How is it relevant to us? This din in Shulchan Aruch. It could be possibly come together. Maybe there should be Mitzurif in certain instances. The question, of course, becomes, Rabbi Osai, where's the Gemara? What case is the Gemara talking about? What kind of chometz is going to come together in the Mishnah? What's the first one in the Mishnah? What's the first word in Mishnah? Betzek. It's like some kind of a modernish. We call it Batzek. Okay, I don't know if it was right in Dictum. Dough. D-O-U-G-H. Dough. So the question is, it apply beyond dough. So take a look, Rabbi Osai, if you don't mind, in the Shulte Giborim. This should have been in the Makaros. I apologize for missing this one. It's page Mem in our print. It's page Yudalim and Aleph in the old print. Here's on page Mem. Remember, look inside page Mem. We're going to read Lashon Re'az. It's end of Aleph, it starts Old Space. Hoyo Shnei Chatzari Zeisim. Remember, Amurim, Bareva, Ababayas. Afil Chatzi Zeis Bezov Bezeh, Vachatzi Zeis Bezov Bezeh, Chayav Levar. Ben Shukfuin, Ben Shlo Yukfuin. Kimavua Bekundra Sarayas. Why? Because you could sweep it together and it's all going to come together one because to one Kazakhs. Venira Be'enai. Shasif Seha, Areva, Arehen Kabayas. Shein derech laniach shem chometz upa'omim shem mekabtzon v'nasim zayis v'mokomech v'kemavua v'kutnus harayis. You have to be machmer in this one too. U'mazah omer moriz keni harav sha'af babayis ein tzorech levar al pirurin shal iso do al pirurin shal pas ein anachshav in the klum. So says mazah. V'ani omer Shapiru and shall pass, Mivar and Osam, Bitchilo, Kishay Nir and Lai, and Gedev, Shamanam, Piru and Shalisa, Gamavur, Bekutus Arias. Don't tell me no difference if it's made from dough, the Gemara's case, or it's made from bread. In all cases, the same thing as the machlokas between the grandfather and the grandson. Keep this in mind, it's a very, very important dispute. Very important dispute. What happens, Rav Osef, if it's on the floor, then we can be more makel. Take a look at Mishnah Berurah, Siman Tov, Mem Dalid, Siv Kotten Tezvav. Yinar HaMapa, there's some crumbs in your tablecloth. Dolson Peruin, Dakin, the Kinuach HaKaras, Ein Tzor, Olatzim, Rishuso. Why? The nidrosim beraglayim u'mizbarim me'alem. People step on it, and it sort of disappears by itself. Not a problem. It's not a problem. We just say, forget about it. It's nothing. It's garnish. Okay. As we mentioned before, Rabbi Osai is a chazanish. I'll read it to you again one more time. Simon Kuf Tes Zion. There's a whole long sharatzin about it in Sivkotten Yud Gimel. We read yesterday from Sivkotten Yud Ches a little bit. Chazanish has a particular view. Pirurim Mimei Levatli as an Avavim Advais only means you don't require bittel. But we're afraid you may eat it, and you have to do a bedika and a beer on these piruim. Rabbo says it seems to be against the Sharatzion. Over to the Sharatzion. Tuf Lamed Gimel, way back, please. Tuf Lamed Gimel, Sif Katan Lamed Gimel, Sharatzion. Look what it says. Look at Mishnah Berurah a little bit. Vesh Omim, the Tanagolas, Bavayas, etc., etc. Lamed Gimel, he writes over here. He says, Dilma Rak Piruin de Mimela Batili. He was quoted the Lashon of the Gemara. Okay? Piruin de Mimela Batili is enough to pat you from what, Rabosai? Pat you from what? From the chiyuv of bedikas chametz. That's what this whole sin is about bedikas chametz. Only for bedik and bir chametz, nothing. It's peruim, it's betili. Doesn't just work the pati from isuri achila, but also the pati from the chiyuv of bedika and bir. That's what the Mishnah Berurah says. And the Chazon Ish says, no. No, there's no basis for that. Only more davov. Davov is only patering you from bitl, that's all. Batlamehelov. We still have to do a bedika and a beer. So claims the Chazanish. Okay, that's what he says. It's in effect against the Sharatzion. But he agrees that if it's Matuna of Ktas, then not. That you'll find over here in our Simon. In Simon, Tuf Membeis, Mishnah Berurah Lamed Gimel. This everyone agrees to, it would appear. What does it say over here? Rabbi Osai? The Davka Sheroyal Achila Ptsas, the last line. Abel Moyam Matunav Ptsas, Ooh, Poros Mikazayis, and Tsarek Levar Lechule Alma. So it's two things going for it. One, it's dirty. Number two, it's tiny. So if it's dirty and tiny, everyone agrees, Ein Tsarek Levar Lechule Alma. What's the original source for this then? The original source for this halacha is found in Haggadah Maimoni. Quotes in the Yireim, Siman Shin Aleph. Im ho pachos mikazayis v'metuna ptsas kev adika tarta l'reyesa. Means two things going for it. Eino chayav levar. Eino chayav levar. And the question becomes, how far does this extend, this din of Eino Chayav Levar? So on a simple level, it's referring to a case where there could be many crumbs, but so what? We're not saying they come together if it's tiny and enoroi. With the Mogan Rav and the Mishnah quoted, they say it's pogos mikazayis and enoroi. They don't talk about many crumbs which could come together to a kazayis. This they don't say. You know, that goes maimi with Sally is makel there as well. So it would appear. Okay, take it a little bit further. On both sides, listen carefully. Okay, we have to discuss this matter carefully. Look at Mishnah Berurah, said Katan Lamed Zion. These terms, Lamed Zion. Hoel the Elu Ahatsoi Zaysim Dvukim Baksolim. They have a bunch of chatizes that are stuck to the walls. Eino chayav levar. Says Mishnah Berurah Lamed Zayin. Rotz Aloma. Bagumo sheyesh bohen. Okay. Bagumo sheyesh bohen. Kedei lashvosa. Vaavik kemo osu lechazeg. De mavur liel besiv zayin. De bezeh eino chayav levar. Elam ken yesh kazayis b'mokom echad. This is what some are suggesting. The question is, how far do we? What do we say? What's this all about? See how later on. The yesh omrin, what's the rush? Tafilu end the book and end the Torah levar. Ketemer David pogos mikazayis kol echad echad b'mokomo. V'loch ha'shinon v'zeh she'eskavtza v'melchem echad u'mikom akom bitl tzarech v'chulei alma v'melo bitl kodes v'ani tzarech l'var l'achakach. Once you have a bitl, you look at the original sources as a sveg of the Rabbanon and this whole complicated Shaila Gemara, we can then be knowing the kula, but there has to be a bitl. Has to be a bitl. Fine. Take a look for a minute in Sharatzian Samach. What does it say in Sharatzian Samach? Pamashu mekabet osam beit shemekabet abayis sabik b'mokom echod Samach v'yafte b'abayis eino osu l'chazek afilu hochi ilav tamad shayidea kibbutz miskabes oyem achayav levar v'kol chati zayis omi b'fnei atzmo b'abayis v'leka tamad etzirav k'moliel k'abikli Shaklim et Tzarfan, Bachel Grom. He assumed the only time the possibility of Tziruf is if Klim et Tzarfan. So at the Sharatzion, Sifkoton, Zayin. Keep this in mind as we go to the next idea. Rabosai, if you look in Mishnah Berurah, Sifkoton, Lamed Ches, Vivata believe of a dial that we buy the Gemara with Starfin, came and should bid the Lachakacha with a Sveger Rabbanon, the Ain on Tsarech Livdok. Fine. That's referring to a case that we call Dvukim in Gumos. It's Asui Lechazek. So the Sharatzin is a tremendous kasha. There's no answer to this kasha. Samach Aleph, Mogan Avraham, Mishim Magad Mishnah, Maramach, Vachesim Mishnah. Skip practice. Because of Agro. Why? Did we see if you're Alice the Sharatim? Hetik Shinas Arimi Paris? That Tamishim Tsiruf Kli. Umi Mela. The Bebayas Al Shayach Tsiruf. Gisabi Rishalmi of Yerag Ro. I feel the aim of the Vukim. Ain't no Tsar of Levar Vitsarachim. The question becomes, Rabbi Osai, what's the status in the house? When you have a Paris, you need a Kli in a positive sense to create a Tziruf. To create a Tziruf. That's a big question. Where's the Chilmi Paris? Who has the Tosar Ben of Paris? The back. You have it in the back? I think you will now. Take a look. Tosar Ben of Paris. The tour quote. You know the tour. Please take a look. Mem Hey. It's on page Chav Gimel, column 4. Umikom. Umikom akom. That's about halfway down. Hayom Rav Enechiel, Nishmoso Eden. L'olam poz mikazayis over hechad avim b'mokom she'eno osu l'chazek. V'lo koshim v'lekamon shemdarminan akli mitzarfo l'kazayis af al pi she'eno b'mokom echad v'chein yisabi rishalmi Hakli mitzayif, abayis, and a mitzayif. A fundamental distinction between a kli and a bayis. Quote of Enichilmi Paris. Quote over here in the Tosar Ben Paris. It's also quoted in the Torah. There's also a reference to it over here in the Sharatzin. It says, Yilavi Paris. What does he say? Tziruf kli. Umemeo de bebayis lo shayach tziruf kedisa b'rishalmi. Hevi'u agro. Afilu enan dvukim, they're not stuck to the floors and knock on the door, but there's a possibility they may come together. Doesn't matter. Enan tzarah levar, but tzarah chin. There's a steer in the mechaber between what he says in Sif Yudal and he says over here in Sif Ches. That is a problem which there's no really good answer for. The Alter Rebbe talks about it at some length, but I'm not going to go into this discussion. Yes, sir.
Can we make a distinction between purin, which is Beit Chametz, and dough, which could actually stick together?
That's the distinction of the we saw in the Shilta Giborin. Only dough sticks together, right? Bread does not stick together, right? The question is, is there a requirement for Kli in a positive sense to create the Tziruf or not? The Rebbe Chilmi Paris says, yes. We just saw it, right? And that's the and there's a steer in the Mechaba. Take a look. In Yudal, because of Chilmi Paris, what did he say in Yudal? He said, Meferish, Vakli Mitzarfo. He throws in Kli Mitzarfo. So this Kli Mitzarfo, then Karka Abayis is not Mitzarfo. Right? So if Karka Abayis is not Mitzarfo, but Bayis Lo Shayach Tziruf, right? So therefore, why does it say over here, the what? That if they're dvukim, ain't tzarach levayer. Since they're dvukim, they're not going to budge, and they can't combine them. Doesn't matter if they ain't dvukim, ain't tzarach levayer. No tziruf kli. If it's tzarach, I don't have an answer. So I'm not going to spend too much time, it's complex. What I wanted to share with you, though, is the issue of the pirurim. We already read the Chazon Ish yesterday, at the end of the shir, where the Chazon Ish said that if you have small amount of pirurim in your svarim, you're required to do a bedika on the svarim. The Chazish personally did a bedika on his svarim, and whatever he didn't do a bedika on, he did not use on Pesach. That's printed in Chazanish. Right? He took it very seriously. Very seriously. Now, it's interesting. There's a dispute. We saw it a little bit, but let's go back to it now. In Hilchos Bedikas Chametz. Again, we're not discussing Hilchos Bedikas Chametz, but it is certainly relevant to us. Take a look in Ramah, Tof Lamed Beis, Sif Beis. I know these are just sort of coming in incidentally here, but they're important sugyas in the first prayer that we come back, I don't know if it's worth to haunt us, to inform us, to enlighten us. At the very end, Tof Lamed Beis, Sif Beis. Ramah said, there's more drink if you want. Tof Lamed Beis, Sif Beis. V'noagin la'aniach b'sisei chometz b'mokom she'yuntzom abodei k'dei shlo t'ye b'chosu levatol. How do you like that? A minik. Says the Mishnah Brura, Sifkot and Yud Gimel. He says, Ein kach shashbroch levatol. The kenu ha-mitzvah livdok ha-chometz ulepap esach v'shema yimotze v'shema yimtza v'lo yimtze v'kach klum. That's all. No problem. There's no problem. Nonetheless, minig Yisrael, there should be 10 psisim. Make sure you don't lose one of the psisim. People have shilas. You lose one of the 10, and then it's a disaster. What are you doing that kind of a case? Fine. Take a look, Rav Osei, in Shaar HaTzion, Sifkoton, Yud Aleph. Uludas Ataz, Yosetov Lechatchila Shalom Laniach. Why? Shema Yoveh. He's the Taz afraid that the crumb is going to get lost, and then it's a disaster. A total disaster if the crumb gets lost. Comes a Shari Tshuva right over here. Take a look, please. It's called O Zion, at least in my print. Shari Tshuva is going two different ways. Some just count one, you know, Aleph Beis Gimel, and some link them to the Bar Hetev to which they relate. This my edition with the dots goes that way. Therefore, since it's referring to Barahet of Zion, it's Kem Shari Tshuva Zion. Some of you may call it Shari Tshuva Gimel. It's the third one in Simon Tav Lamed Beis. This is false. Hameniach Psisim, Nochon Ledak Deg Shiu Tanim Poros Mikazayis. It should be less than a Kazayis. Okay? So what happened? He quotes over here. Why not? Because less than Kazayas. Here we go. Less than Kazayas. Says the Moadim Uzmanim. If this less than Kazayas, what do you accomplish? There's no Chia B'dika B'ir Mika Radin. Suga B'atzik B'sit Kareva, Daf Mem Hei. Says, B'Hara Muzman, what you should do is take the Psis and put them together. If they're putting together, then you would have to burn them. And according to one day in Shulchan Aruch, at Taf Mem Beis Ches, since they're Pomem Mekaber Tosan, you always have to burn them. It's relative to a vacuum cleaner, right? We have our little crumbs on the floor, but if you have a vacuum cleaner, all the crumbs come together, you can even reach a kazayis. So it's interesting, again, we saw the chazanish yesterday in Simon Kuf Tes Zion Sifkot Yud Ches. Here I'm talking at the end of Sifkot on Yud Gimel. Talks about this issue over here of Zimnan de Michnif, the crumbs are going to come together. Were it not for that, what's the grow? Imlokein havi pirurim v'havi hefke. Therefore, be evasion, the lo midbuku, ain't sarap levar. That's what we saw in the Shilta Giborin. That's the Yushalmi, ain't abayas mitzarif. Abukli mitzarif havi evasion. We saw that in the Rabbein Yechimi Paris. That's the grow. Frek the chazanish of tzarech iyun lo amru de pirurim betelim elo leinya de ein tzarech levatlan they're bottled by themselves avol inyan chiyu bedika shechivu chachamam levar min ha'olam ol ezarko lahashpa ol ol ha'chzika bershuso af liyach ha'bitl Bozelo chilgul ben kazayis, the pachos ben kazayis, upiruin shebebeso chayav levaron. Yes.
Could we give a simpler explanation of the Shari Tshuva than why they was manim and just say that the purpose of putting the bread out is to get you to pay attention as you're doing the bedika, or maybe say that even if there's no bayira on each piece, you still have to get rid of it so you don't come to eat it.
I think these are logical possibilities. Don't what the Pesukim was saying over here. This Rabosai is his tremendous chumrah. And that's why I said in Sivkot Yud Ches, he paskin, all the Svarim are out of balance on Pesach, because they have little tiny crumbs. Yes?
What does he do with the whole Gemara? It's only that, if first thing, it's only within one bias, and not like a bias, a nimby bias, which sounds like with room to room. Like, so what does that mean that the Gemara sounds, it's only because you might get all together, and that very...
Right. So let's look at what open the Gemara again. What did the Gemara say? It's always important to see what the Gemara says. Look, what did the Gemara say? Vata shemesit kareva im la bata lemeyuta. Right? So there is an idea of bitla lemeyuta. So you're asking the following question. How can the Chazanish say that it's only an issue of whether you require bitla or not? Here it says beferish im la bata lemeyuta and therefore eino chayav levar. Right? That's your question. Okay, it's the same thing. Same thing, in effect. He has fakert. Shalom b'malkom lisha. Agabo d'agna v'sifta d'agna. Lama chayim levar pachos mikazayis. Halloween sirif kli. Ta-da. He has consciousness to grow. He doesn't understand. Doesn't understand. He wants to say even, maybe it's even Bayirah. Bayirah, did he kazayas mechuber or tu chatzoy kazayas? Of course, the Chacham Tzvi, the whole business over here. This is in Sivkotan Yud Dalet. Yud Dalet. They send cash against the Rosh. Yisrael Kedoshime. What do you mean? Lo also the Chazak Kamina. According to the Riv, Chayavla, according to Rashi, even without Yisrael Kedoshime. You know, he thinks these things are likely Meikar Adin. This is the problem. So, without going into all the intricacies back and forth, it is a little bit complex. I felt that I should quote to you what's Halacha Lamais. How many here have Tzedikas Chametz on all of their svara? So Rav Shlomo Zalman has. Shlomo Zalman has over here in Halicha Shlomo. Find it. Perikei Sivov. Perikei Sivov. Halicha Shlomo. Hasvarim Einem Chayav Mibdika. What about the Chazanish? And we saw others, but Bedika Shapachai B'Shem Gzera Shem Yabo Li'ochlon. Chai Adam says that. Shulti Givorim we saw said that. Yeah. We shouldn't eat Bintel, Me'am and Betelim. But the Mishnah Berurah says, Faker. I read in the Mishnah Berurah. Shar Tzion, Taf Lamed Gimel, Lamed Gimel. There's no Chovas Bedika. Where did he get it from? Ask him Shlomo Zalman. Well, Signon HaGemara Mashmak Tzas Hachi. And he quotes that the Shulchan Aruch HaRav says so. Says so, the Befeirish. Svarim? Nah. You'll find the crumb in a sefer. Me'isi. V'dinam k'din chomen shal hekla shemavua b'gamara depotem ibdika hol ibdili minay. Nah, that's nothing. That's nothing. In any event, this is the is his psak. The minhag is not to follow the Chazanish. Yes.
And what you just read from Shlomo Zalman is very general. He makes nothing of it. But the Chazanish has a problem.
You better believe it. But he's pointing out the minhag is not to follow the Chazanish. Ah, he has a kash against the Gra. Right? It's already it's considered to be hefker. Maybe no. If you are osid the kapta, if you have little crumbs and you plan to gather them in, so I'll need an al shem sofo. And al shem sofo, when he gathers, it's going to be a kazayas, it's not going to be hefker. So already now it's not hefker. Again, I don't have the time to go. I want to give a little bit shmooze at the end, so I'm cutting myself short. But the vinegar olive is presumably like the shitas ha mishnah brura Reb Shlomo Zalman, as opposed to the opinion of the Chazanish. We're not taking sides. This is the vinegar olive. Is that one? On both sides, I think I'm going to just close the gemaras now as soon as we finish these questions, and I want to give a little give me a chumash and rashi. Yeah, question.
Mentioned about vacuum cleaners.
Yeah, so vacuum cleaners, what you have in your vacuum cleaner is certainly inedible, and it's piruim, right? It's just little crumbs. I don't think it's a chiyuv gomer to empty out your vacuum cleaner bag before Pesach. It's better to do it. As far as garbage, so if the garbage is going to be on public property, there's no problem. But it can't be in your own garbage pail. It's your own garbage pail, that belongs to you. It's your kelim. The chametz belongs to you by definition. You got to put it into a plastic bag, which is, you know, your machka, that to put beyond your property line. That's what you should do.
Usually the garbage are owned by the city.
The garbage, what?
The suburbs.
Chicago. It's worked out with you. New York is a wild, wild country.
Brooms.
Huh?
Brooms.
You have to throw your broom before Pesach?
A vacuum cleaner is the same as a broom.
Same, yeah. Look, if you see chametz, when you get rid of it, it's great. But I think it's pogos mikazayis, it's mos meachila, tiny crumbs, but not with stirp, with starf. I think it's okay, we get rid of it. Yes, sir?
When you take out your garbage, though, you take it out of your garbage pail or bucket, whatever it is, and I mean, you put it, like, I guess you put it on the street, which is not your property, but it's still your garbage can, which is yours.
No, that's no good. You got to take it out of the can and put it in a big garbage bag, you know, which is your mafka, that too. These big black garbage bags that people have. Yes?
Can you be mafka your cans and then just reacquire them?
I don't like that. That's already too sticky for me. Mafka your cans. That's already, I'm not into that. Yes, sir?
Vacuuming is even less than swimming. The actual vacuuming, like sweeping, it's better to do. You don't have, like, so it's not to be good to vacuum at all.
Whatever you do, sweeping is good, vacuuming is good. Yeah. I came across yesterday. I had seen from Rabbi Aviner. You ever know Rabbi Aviner from Eretz Yisrael, a very famous rabbi? He says it's terrible. Goes on. I think he's right. Did I bring something from Rabbi Scheinberg once? Did I ever bring it in here? No. Something similar. That's in English. It's in Hebrew. That people are so machmir in the bedikas chametz that they make the whole house crazy. He keeps saying, they both say, we're looking for kazesim. We're looking for a sandwich. Now looking for the teeniest little crumbs. So what happens? If he ever gets paranoid, and the balabusta's getting like paranoid, and all the husband and the, he writes, he describes lyrically, that the husband and the children are standing there scared for their lives. He says, what kind of yonig yontim is there? And she comes in there completely zonked for the Seder, because she hasn't slept in who knows how many days. It's ridiculous. Have a good time, he says. The whole bedikas chumash should take you, the house should take you a half an hour, and then the kitchen should take you 3 hours, and that's all. Shalom. No more. That's what he says.
There's nothing. The whole pre-Pesach hype is like,
it's yeah, right. It's spring cleaning. It was nothing to do with halacha. And then they both say the same thing. And when you get married, which you establish your own household, I keep saying I don't really succeed. But the Rebbetzin has to come to the Seder well rested. He writes the same thing. She has a simcha sachak. I mean, she's going to just collapse in a heap as soon as you make Kaddish, and she has to drink the wine, right? If the mitzvah is kaddish, so then you're going to sleep through the whole seder. So well, what have you accomplished? The mitzvah simchas yomtiv. That's what Rabbi Shana keeps writing about. So it's the Rabbi Avinair. They come from different circles completely. They both say the same thing. So keep this in mind. Now that we're concluding our Yom Pesach, remember that. Yes, Moch.
Just the Chazanish says that the Gemara says healing Shapurin.
That's the Pashup Shah. That's what Yosef Rosh Hashanah said. The Pashup Shah and the Gemara said, get as much what we said. We're Chalila B'chas, we don't sell the Chaz in the short. So whatever you say, I have something to tell you back.
Yeah.
But that would take us all the time and then some, and I really want to end with a little bit of shrews that I am prepared to discuss. Okay, Rabosai, we have find ourselves in Parshas Bahar. Parshas Bahar. The world famous Rashi at the beginning of Parshas, one of the most famous Rashis at the very beginning of Parshas Bahar. We land already a few times. By Dabar Hashem Moshe Bahar Sinai Lemo, says Rashi as follows: Ma Inyan Shmita Eitzel Har Sinai. It's like a world famous phrase. Everyone knows this phrase. What's the connection? Rashi gives a technical answer. Kloloser, Potoser, Tempesina. As a matter of fact, the Ramban is bothered. What is Bahar doing in Torah's Kohanim? What's Bahar doing in Bahar's Torah's Kohanim? So everything until now was Korbanos, right? Vayikra, Tzav, Shmini, is a Meluim, Korbanos. And then, of course, the Tazriya Mitzoros, Taras, that's also Torah's Kohanim. The Kohanim deal with that. Achimel starts with the Seder Kohen Gadol Yom Kippurim, and then it does branch out a little bit. Okay, can see that, but it's all part of the big kedusha aspect that we have to all be kaddish, and the Kohen have to be even more kaddish. We can justify so many of these parshas Emor again, all with the Kohanim. Okay, fine. Bahar says the Ramban something incredible. We're just picking off where we left. We're picking up where we left off. What's with me over here? Mine is Shmita Arsina. Kolbis never seen it. Elama Shmita Nemu Kloser Protoker. Never seen it. That's over here in Parshas Bahar. What are we picking up from? You're not going to believe this. We're picking up Rabosai from Parshas Mishpat. Vashvias Tishmitena Unetashta. We already mentioned Shemitah briefly once a long time ago. What happened after that? Well, we got sidetracked. We spoke about the Mishkan. You know, it's continuing of Mavad HaSinai, the Ramban said it back in Parshas Truma. And that's the end. It's all about the Mishkan. Then we have to go about the Avodas HaKorbanos and the Kohanim, etc. Now we pick up where we left off. There was the Klal, and here's the Prat. But the Mefarshim says something much deeper than that. This is Shemitah's HaSinai. What does it mean, Shemitah? What's Shemitah all about? Shemitah is a time, Rabosai, when everybody stops working and goes to learn. What do you do for a whole year? Remember, in the agricultural system, when you couldn't work, there's nothing to do. So the presumption is that just as Lo Nitnu Shabbosos LiYisrael, Ela Kadei SheYasku B'Torah, as the Yerushalmi teaches us, so too, Lo nitnu shmitos li Yisrael, Shabbos Hashem, ela kedei sheyasku b'tor. The whole purpose of Shemitah is to be osik b'tor. The whole purpose of not stopping to work, they call it in America, in certain fields, you have a sabbatical. I'm still waiting for my first sabbatical from this institution. But this thing called a sabbatical. And a sabbatical, you know, you're going to see the recharge your batteries, you're gonna, you know, spend time doing research, whatever it may be. So it's meant for individuals to have to use a sabbatical. So we have a sabbatical every Shabbos from the week, and a sabbatical every 7 years from our hard work in the field to focus on our learning. This is ultimately the answer to Ma'ayin and Shemitah Etzel Har Sinai. Most individuals are unable to learn full time. They're busy going to work. But they have Shemitah, Rabbosai. Shemitah is a time to stop working, to recharge the batteries, go back to Beis Medrash and to learn. I'd love to say to all of my Talmidim who are graduating, should make sure to take a sabbatical every 7 years, come back to the yeshiva, come to my shir, we'll learn again. It really should be that way. But unless you go back there to Israel and start working on farms, it's not happening. You ask your boss for a sabbatical and say, Shabbat Shalom, but don't come back on Sunday. Goodbye. In most fields of work, you can't get a sabbatical. Not a bit, but that's the reality. Academia, that's where you get one. So if you go in academia, I give you a bracha. You can have a Shabbaton every 7 years, although you're supposed to do your research. You can come back to my shir, and sometimes we just in the afternoon, and you can come back to it. But if you're not going to academia, it's unlikely you're going to get one. So therefore, if you're not going to get one, what happened to Har Sinai? Torah, Matah, Heolel. What's going to be with Torah? So Chazal quoted in the Medrash that the Torah complained, no one's going to have any time for me. Going to be busy doing their field work in their farms. And the Kodesh Baruch Hu responds, Shabbos. Shabbos is the time for you to learn. And Shemitah is the Shabbos of the years. Have time to learn. That's the Indian Shemitah Eitzel Har Sinai. Har Sinai is the time we receive the Torah. And the Torah, ideally, we should be learning whatever we can. But we're so busy with our panos, so we don't know if a person has an hour a day to learn. I said before 3 hours a day. Okay, halavai, 3 hours a day. But whatever time you have every day, that. So it's important two things, Rav Moshe. One is that the hour you have to talk to my graduates, but as far as everybody down the road, should have at least an hour. You should really have three. But at least an hour every day to learn. But that hour is kavua. That hour is kavua. Kavua means to turn off your cell phone. Not vibrate. Off. Because if it vibrates, even if you're a tzaddik and resist the temptation just to see who vibrated you, whether it be texting or whatever, I don't know what all the words mean exactly. Even if you have the strength of character, not to pick it up and see who it's from, but are you a malach? Anyone here a malach in this room? Somewhere in your brain, some little cell, someone's thinking, who might that be? What's it all about? Even the 1 hour that you have to learning is not really an hour. So you have a split screen. Something in there is thinking, who could it be? Maybe it's my wife. Oy. Maybe it's my boss. Maybe it's my friend. It's here. Turn it off. Better than that. You don't look at it. It's also my drink. But turn it off. So at least that hour, you'll learn. There's a famous story about saying, of a tzaddik who used to go to learn for an hour a day, whatever, 5 hours, whatever number of hours they used to learn. I don't want to be bothered by anybody. I don't care what. So his wife ran the business. Okay, so she said it's not available. Okay. Once was kind of a business emergency. And they said, I don't care where he is, we have to bring him down to. He said, tell them I'm dead. What? Ein Adam, right? Ellen came, Mamis Atzmo Olem. I'm dead. So, really? Yeah. She goes back to my husband died. Oh, I'm so sorry. No, no, that's it. They walked away. Went to the business emergency. He's dead. So, I don't know how many times that worked, I'm sure. So, I hit up a liar with them. But it's a story. But, you know, we laugh at it, but a person is not available. He's not. This is his hour to learn. It was 3 hours, whatever. This is the Yisod Rabosai. Ma inyan shmitel etz la'asinai. Everyone has to have a time for learning. You used to have a whole year to learn. There's nothing to be done. We're not farmers. We don't have that. And at least it's one day a week. We have Shabbos. What about Shabbos? When I come to you on Shabbos, you understand that Shabbos Rabosai is a time for learning. Now, it's true. It's quoted as Hashem David and Zviris Hashem Meshubachas. It's certainly true. It's totally true. As Yeshiva Bokha, I'm sure you know, always Hashem and Meshubach. The boy asked me, Rebbe, I'm going for a bagel. You know what a bagel is? 12 hours sleep Friday night. Going for a bagel. Not the bagel's what we yesterday in Shia, the Easter kosher, the bagel we kept on. Going for a bagel. 12 hours sleep Friday night. I'm sure the guys like you, when you don't sleep all weekend, easily, if it's time for it, make yourself a bagel. You can't do it in the summer. But in the winter, a bagel? Ah, a bagel. I sympathize. Somebody who's up all night, the whole week long, needs a bagel. I would rather you divide your time more wisely, get a little more sleep during the week, and a little less sleep on Shabbos. It's healthier for you, and more time on Shabbos to learn. And the people, well, what do you need all this for? Who needs all these things? Who needs it all? To try to get more sleep. I can't sleep because I have to go out and I have to study. I have to get an A in every class. It's true. I understand where you're coming from. So your career is at stake and all this kind of stuff. You know, so now there's what they call a reading week, the finals, and there's no shiur. I'm sympathetic to that. Because the Gemara has in Masechta Brachos that Rava told us Tamidim during what they had with their finals. Yeah, they had finals then too. Really, yeah. They had finals. You don't believe it? They had finals. Final harvesting season. If you don't harvest now, you're going to lose everything. And Rava said that was Yom HaDenis and Yom HaDenis when they had the finals. Lo tischazo b'apoy. No shear during finals. Don't come to the shear during finals. You make the panos for this small amount of time, whatever it may be. And the rest of the time, I have more time to learn. So I forgot that's finals. I'm not, all rules are off when it comes to finals. But in terms of, you know, the your whole life, you should get more sleep. I'm opposed to all these artificial ways of getting along with less sleep, whether they be pills, or whether they be caffeine. I'm against that too. Sorry, I've said it before. I'm against not healthy for you. If you need an hour extra sleep, get the hour extra sleep. So you have to rearrange your schedule. Yeah, I don't know what you're going to do. You have to, whatever. If you're in college, you'll take, just spread it out a little bit longer time or take one course less. You know better than me how to do it. You have to get enough sleep. If you don't sleep, you can't focus. Someone's telling me today. Who was it? Someone's telling me this year. Somewhere, the shiur given, I think, we have a shach to give a shiur in some psychology class. Someone just telling me that it's medicine today. They talk about certain, how they call it, medicines people take. Enhancers, what they call it. They're able to focus better. I said before, I'm against it. That's drugs. It's drugs. Lahavdil. It's a, give a mushroom. It's like steroids with the, guy's name again, McGuire, is that his name? So broke all the records with steroids. So as steroids are to your arms, that's what these enhance are to your mind. Don't use them. The Kodesh Baruch gave you a good head, Baruch Hashem. You just get enough sleep and enough focus without these pills. I get the radio focus factor. Take this pill, guaranteed money back. What is this? Turn it off. Let me focus much better than these. Just turn it off. That disturbs your focus. Bahar Sinai Lamar, Ma Inyan Shmita Etzel HaSinai. There are certain times in the 7-year cycle, and there's certain times in the weekly cycle, and there's certain times in the daily cycle when you're just not available. You're busy with your davening, with your learning. Rabbi said, a guy was in shul last week. And the whole time he's with his cell phone. I'm a lot of tzchus, he was dabbling from his cell phone. Why would do that when there are hundreds of durim in front? I don't know. But I'm a lot of tzchus. Otherwise, it was so outrageous. He keeps looking in the middle of the dabbling. I hope he was using, for some reason, he prefers looking at this on the screen than looking at an assidah. I wasn't about to go over to him. I never saw him before or since. Just to tell him, what are you doing in my shul? Looking on your texting or whatever you're doing in the middle of dabbling. I'm hoping we're looking at the siddur. I see guys, some of them daven mincha. Yeah, they don't have any siddurim in a wedding or something. They daven mincha out of a palm. Scroll down. Okay. I want to conclude with some final remarks. I was at a bris yesterday. I came a little late yesterday. I was at a bris, former Talmud of mine, years ago. We talked about a bris. And the bris was in Ur Sameach, in Muncie. And Rabbi Shur, the Rosh Yeshiva, should have spoke. He's the son of Rabbi Gedalia Shur. He's from the Mamish. Godel ben Godel. He's talking there, such an important point, which we don't spend enough time on. He's talking there about the faith. On the Zohar HaKadosh, I'm not an expert in the Zohar HaKadosh, I'm far from it. But the Yisod is an important Yisod. As you know, he says, we are in Kibbon and in Kavodim, as we say in Davli Rosh Hashanah. So we are both Bonim and we are Avodim. He explained from earlier sources that we are Avodim, our bodies are Avodim. So our bodies, we have to have Abdus HaKadosh Baruch. There's certain rules and regulations. We are Avodim. There were do's and don'ts. There were do's and don'ts. It was told in the context of the two brisos, the Bedamaya Chayim, Bedamaya Chayim, the Dam Milo and the Dam Pesach. This is the Dam Milo, explained, is the Guf. You know, the Rambam writes in Mor Nebuchim that the Bris Milo is supposed to curb an individual's Yetzirah in a particular aspect of life, and you have to be an Eved. And Eved Hashem. And Eved Hashem means you don't do what you're not allowed to do. And the fact that the outside world is doing it is irrelevant. We have a very strict laws in this area of life. We have to make sure to observe those laws. Simple. We are avodim. We are simply avodim Hashem. Avodahem, this week's parsha. We are avodim. Our bodies are avodim. And the meal is like a chosim, it's like a brand on our bodies. You are an Eved Hashem, and you can't sin not with that Eved, or anything related to that. Now, in other areas of life, we can't sin in our actions. Absolutely, we have Avodah Hashem. Shemitah is Keneged Avodah. We work, and then we stop working. Because the Odom said, stop working. Avodah Hashem. Stop. There's a higher level. That's the level of Yovel, which is the level of Bonim, which is the level of Pesach. Pesach. This is not our bodies, it's our minds. Human beings have minds, as opposed to all other creatures. And these minds are fundamentally abstractions. Not the sense of the neurochemistry, but they're fundamentally abstractions. And the Pesach, of Pesach, the speaking, we're speaking the whole year about Pesach. All the words that were shared in our shiur over this past year about Pesach. This is the highest madrega. This is a madrega of Bonim Atam Hashem Elokeif. The madrega of not just avodim, the controlling our bodies, but bonim, controlling our minds and our speech. This is the spiritual aspect of a human being. It's only through the spirituality that we're able to reach the high level of bonim, the highest level. And so, as we conclude this man, we are so fortunate. It's incredible how fortunate you are, Ashrecha, that you are able, in your circumstance, in your time, in your place, to be involved in Libud HaTorah, Be'iyun, about Pesach, and learning these halachas, and learning these gemaras, and the Rambams, and the Shulchan Aruch, and the Mishnah Berurahs, and the Chazanish, everybody. We are so fortunate. We don't realize our good fortune sometimes. And that's a problem. We have to realize our good fortune. As I'll say, that the problem that caused the churban, Ashalom Berachu b'Torah Tchila. The Mefarshim say what it means is they didn't put Torah first. As they say, Yisim Chalokim Kefrayim Chaminasha. Ephraim first. Ephraim is Torah. Menashe is worldly matters. Lo Berachu b'Torah Tchila. They didn't put the brachas of Torah before the brachas of the rest of the world. Yes, we give you brachas for that. You're going out to begin your workplace. You should be matzliach. We give you a bracha. That's the bracha of Menashe. But it's also the bracha of Ephraim, which comes first. Ephraim being the Talmud Chacham, the Pesach, the individual who is not only an Eved, but because after work has to be an Eved Hashem, Avod Hayim, not given to the temptations of the outside world in any respect, Chalila. That's the highest madrega to be an Eved. But you can go even one step higher by being a Ben. But to be a Ben, Bonim Atem, that requires a tremendous deal of Ava. And Eved is primarily Meira. Ivdu Meira and a ben is Meyava. You all know that. They fear their masters, and children love their parents, and vice versa. Where we find the Ava? The Ava, Rabbo says, only with Torah. You say it every day twice. Right? I say it all the time. Hapocha Bav Yisrael B'Ava. Oy Ava Yisrael. All based on the Brach of Torah. Ava Rabba, Ava Song. It's all based on Torah. Torah mitzvahs. This is the Ava. And how do we respond? V'ahavtes Hashem Elokecha v'chol levavcha v'chol nafsha v'chol modecha. And the Medrash Tanchuma Noach says, Ba'odecha is only those who aren't busy with Torah Shabbat Peh, who are willing to take upon themselves the all of learning and learning bi'iyun, and yes, giving up certain comforts. This is a life which even those who are going to be out in the workplace, and it's not mamish completely b'chol modecha, but a little b'china b'chol modecha to have the proper, at least the proper scope of Ava. Even if it's not for the full measure, because the purpose is busy at work. But if you're working l'shem shemayim to support a family, that's also included in your mitzvahs of Matzah Tovah. B'chol drachecha da'eyu. B'chol ma'asecha yiyu l'shem shemayim. Whatever we do has to be l'shem shemayim. Has to be a mitzvah. Has to be not only as abundant, but as bonim. It's by bracha to each and every one of you. You'll be zocher to the Indian Shemitah of Har Sinai, to the Ava Satorah, to the Mesika Satorah. And this way you'll be able to continue to do Avodas Hashem in everything that you do.